parents and himself went through the Holocaust with an imunah noira, a level of imunah, carrying on doing what they were doing, raising a family, having children, through the worst gehenna that anybody ever dreamt of. What's this have to do with seeing the future, whatever? So now he's gonna take it one step further. We're focusing obviously on the sugi of Rashi in Rashi's Pshatim. What Petochen is Tomitiyam Shem Lakecha Al Techakola Chasides. Not to look to the future. What do you mean? Sometimes looking to the future can be very, very reassuring in the matzav that I'm in. And we'll see, there is some truth to that as well, but let's see where he's going with this first. לפני מספר שנים, כשזכיתי לכאן את ביתי הצעירה, he managed to marry off, I think it was his last daughter, נסעתי נועים באחס מסעדות שבע ברוכז. He made a שבע ברוכז in one of the restaurants, which people do. פסס השוע יישאס פס ששייפתים. פס ששייפתים. It's near Rosh Hashanah, no? ופרשתי את הפוסק, תומים תהיה מה שם אלוקיך. הבאתי את דברי רשי הקודש, והקישי סיאל דברי רשי. פרשת שאיפתים has the פסוק תומים תהיה מלוקיך in it. רשי there says, תומים תהיה מלוקיך. רשי שפשטן הוא, רשי is supposed to give you פשט. מדוע בו להכנה לחי וסעדם לפתוח על פי מידס הבתוכן הגבוה בייסר? The kasha he asked, which we asked earlier, is why Rashi, who's supposed to give pshat, is giving you the highest level of betochen that a person can achieve in the pasuk. How can Rashi mechayev me the highest level of betochen? Chumash was written for everybody. Al techako al asidus. Al techako acha asidus. That's a very hard argument. דבר שהרמב"ן מתירוי כדי להרגיע לו עדר את רוחו של עודן הנמצא בצורך. The Ramban, the Heiliger Ramban himself, matters being choike achasidois in order to calm a person down when he's in a terrible situation. When a person's in a terrible matzav, sometimes the thing that gets you through is knowing that where you're going. You can go through the suffering because you know that there's something waiting good for you around the corner. We all know that. When it's in a matzav, you kind of like project forward and that gives you the koichos to go forward. How come Rashi says, Al techakol asidois? That's a mighty kanaga.
This one, it's not Barov or Kishufim.
Not too bad, Kishufim. No. I'm too bad, you and me. I'll give you a simple example. A guy gets a phone call. He was in Australia once and he bought a lottery ticket. He's back in America now. They phoned him up to say that he won the lottery. Yeah, $50 million, or that's nothing. Make it $500 million. Make it worthwhile. $500 million, okay. Today, $50 million, not real money. $500 million, okay. The only problem is he has to be in Sydney by tomorrow morning 9 o'clock to collect the prize. If not, it goes to the guy that came second. So what does he do? He flies down to the airport. He's got to be in Sydney by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The woman goes. She says, "Sorry, the flight's all full." He said, "I don't care. Flights are full. I have to get to Sydney. Get me on the plane." She can't, she's full, whatever. Anyway, he takes $5,000 out of his pocket, he gives it to her, he says, "Get me on the plane." She says, "I can get you on the plane, but there's no seat. You'll have to miss this there in the bathrooms, you'll have to be, you don't have a seat." He says, "Lech Patli, get me on the plane."
No.
This guy is now on the plane, he has nowhere to sit. So he's sort of hiding in the bathroom, there's not a meal, it's a long flight to Sydney, whatever. Ma'od, more uncomfortable, ma'od gurua. Is he sad? Is he upset?
No.
How does he handle the suffering of the flight? Look, partly, because he knows there's $500 million waiting for him when he gets there. That's what I'm talking about. Using the future, Al Techakol Asidus, Rashi says, don't do that. Sit in the toilet and feel the sign, don't worry about what's going to be, because maybe you won't get five. Who knows what's going to be? Maybe the plane won't get there, maybe you won't get there, maybe there's no $500, maybe the phone call. A lot of things that can go wrong here. Rashi says, Al Techakol Asidus. And the Ramban says, no, sometimes a person in the matzav of tzar, you have to be chakol asidois. Not talking about using magic and nevuah or whatever. Just a person has a hope, has an anticipation of hope. He knows what a person's waiting for Lama Ba. Sometimes you get through this world by knowing, you know what's waiting for me in Lama Ba, Baruch Hashem, I'll push a bit harder, I'll get through this matzav. How did they even get through the Holocaust? Because then Mashiach was coming soon. They used that as a hold on. So what's Rashi talking about? That's his kasha. So what does Rashi want from you? But is Chuvosi Kileil. The Gosu Shel Rashi, he ate a Maisis Veshimushish. Rashi's Eitzah is a Lamaisa Halacha Lamaisa Eitzah. Where Adam any Yechel have in Esasidois. Person can't understand what's going to be. Gamim Yachkoa Harem, even if you'll investigate and go into it deeply and try to understand. You can't. Should I cut in whom he die? Who loyal die? He doesn't know what's going to be. Who daim latinek she sichlo einu meivin she yeba osid adam gadol b'teira b'olam hazeh or v'yeshe kachofetz chaim. Little baby who's screaming in the hospital there. He doesn't understand. One day he'll grow up. He could be a kachofetz chaim. He could be an adam gadol. L'chein yev shelar gie mi bechiv al itahez ba'asidois. You can't tell him, why are you crying now? You know, the three-year-old stubs his toe and he's screaming and crying. Tell him, don't cry, it's fine. It's better. You know, one day you're going to be a big Talmud Chochem. There's all those elo. He can't understand what you're talking about. Hey, bedvarai, gam chidudin shesimcho esachosin vakal. Ratziti shekol bnei mishpacha achi v'choisi bonai v'nechdi ilmedu mai d'musa shel yudim amit. At the same time, I wanted to hand over to the whole family that was there, the children, the brothers, the sisters, the grandchildren, what a mamin, a Yudi mamin looks like. Yudi shemakayim v'poiles atzoses ol Rashi v'nimtza b'daga kol gevur shel b'tochen. What is a yid that's holding by this level of Rashi? What does he look like? L'chein paniti la'avi v'sheltiv lifnei kol atzibur. I turned to my father and I said to him, האם זויך אתה אבא מה אמרתי לפני 50 שנה מתחס הסמיכה רויס המקלט בבודפסט? אבא, do you remember what you told me 50 years ago under the blanket in that bunker in Budapest? בהונגריה? מסעת לי צבא, you gave me your צבא. You thought you're about to die. ואמרת לי שאתה הולך למות. ברגעים אלו חיזקת אותי שלא אשבר. You gave me חיזוק that I shouldn't fall apart. גם אם לא תהיה לי אמא, even if I don't have a mother, שפתח בשם, כי הוא יהיה אמא, וזויך אתה. זויך אתה? You remember you told me? I'm about to die, your mother's probably dead, you've got three brothers you've got to look after, you're 6 years old, you're taking over the family now, but don't worry, Hashem's going to take care of you. You remember you told me that? אבי ענן בראשו, he nodded his head, ואני שחזרתי אס המאיר המרגש לפני כנול בני המשפחתי. And then, Hamaragesh, he told that very spine-chilling story that he told that we learned yesterday. He told over to everybody there that was at the Sheva Brachos. Zu dugma shalem lishmoyo dosaya. Eich hasabe yitnayeg begvuris nefesh ubebetochen b'Hashem Yisparach b'regoyim akritim b'yoyis alay admus. That's how our sabe behaved. That's how he conducted himself at the most critical moment of his life. After that, I turned to my father and I said, "Aba talecha shayisi novi, hayudois asidois." I was going to pretend that you were a novi and you could see the future. Uboises man shebo amateli es atzava haachreino shelcha b'miklat hungari. And at that moment, when you thought you were about to die, and you handed over to me your final will and testament in that bunker in Hungary. Hayta imalcho. Aba ma ta medaber. Sorry, who was a novi? The son was a novi. Not the father. If I was a novi, and I would have turned around at that moment and said to you, Ata, tichye v'gam imatachzo me'Auschwitz. Don't worry, what are you talking about? I'm a novi, and I know that he's going to live, and Ima's going to come back from Auschwitz. V'yelode lechem oit chamisha yeladim, she's going to have another 5 children after Auschwitz. V'lo zu b'yavad, it is sheba'oit chamishim shana, and only that, in 50 years' time, achat atat yeh muzuman l'sheva brochas shel b'kia ketana. You're going to bet your great-granddaughters sheva brochas. B'monsi shebotzot abrit. Ha'im ati mami, would you believe me? Abba bit pe vama lo. Lo? Bechled lo hayiti ma'amin. I'll give you the biggest knob in the world. In that month, if you told me all this is going to happen now, if shalami. The soft in the show. Vemiti mara lecha tmuna chaye shel suda sheva brocha zazu. If I showed you the video then, I took out my magic DVD and I've shown you the video of what's going on now. Would you have got chizuk and been able to meet modet against us? Lo ana abba. Keshadam nimtzim amatzav kol kasher ulo musuga lakabel masiri ma'ein ailu. When a person's in such a deep matzav, what's going to 50 years time, lo azeli. Right now, it's just too painful. I can't think about the future. Abba nifta b'chav zayin sivin tav shin nun tet. That's, what's it, 50 years ago? We're in Eintet, no?
99.
V'yom ha'yotzat shel iro sardeli v'yom shebo nifsu kol b'nei mishpochoi raboi v'chaveiroi. It was the Yom Yotzeit of the city, the town of Sardele, where all his family and everybody got taken. That was when they had the liquidation of that ghetto. Ve'es v'ramati ki besacha kol hu iche es harakevet b'chamishim v'chamesh shanim. He was supposed to be on that train, and he delayed the train 55 years. Hey, meisol kiddush Hashem. They died as kiddush Hashem. And he was allowed to live off Kiddush Hashem for another 55 years. Tshuvosu shel Avi mamchisha es ha'sheidus amanu pirusha shel Rashi. His father's answer to him about whether knowing what was going to be and all the chesed and the nachas and all the beautiful family he was going to raise afterwards would have helped him in that critical moment made real for me this pirush of Rashi. Pirush ze einu chumra, ela eitze moila. This Rashi is now chumra. It's a poshut, unbelievable eitze. Rashi ki ilu oimalanu. Rashi says to us, Yudi al techako ala asidois. Ein chom esuga lahavines hanhogus hakodesh baruch hu. Don't go quetching and spending time looking what's going to be 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 years time. You don't know what's going to be. We can't understand what Hashem's doing. And that's why you have to mitnaheg like this, because it's mamash bound in and tied into the mitzvahs of Torah. Mitzad sheni, if a person finds it useful to use the Rambanya, you certainly have a mutna hetzer to do it, and sometimes it can be useful. Person's in a difficult situation or whatever and he's about to fall apart, but he knows that tomorrow they're whatever. So then at our level, maybe use it. But al techako al asidos. Rashi says, al techako, don't go investigate, we'll be here and we'll be this, and how's this gonna work? And yeah, it's there, boom, boom, boom. Person starts reading what needs to happen before Mashiach can come, and he has a look at the world and he says, it's impossible. All the yidden have to do tshuva before Mashiach can come. No, is another at least 150 years. I'm not talking about Mashiach right now. You start mechakering achal sidois, you can become an apikot. Mashiach can come now. I have them going to be tshuva in the next 30 seconds. That's Hashem's problem. One warning from Iran, you know, the little button there that the Mashiach is pushing the button. It's on its way. The teal, a lot of people do tshuva. I'm not being chakoy lasidus, I'm just saying that. But there's definitely, there's a koyach, there's a power in like a guy on the aeroplane. Nothing wrong with you, sir, no? The problem is, it could be wrong. Could be you'll get to Sydney, or the plane might not even get to Sydney. We've mentioned many times here that if a person wants to do something, he wants to start a business. He's decided he's a very good watchmaker. He wants to open up a little kiosk with a, you know, like setting watches or whatever in the chimney. You know, mathematically it's impossible for that to happen. The amount of things that have to go right in order for that to happen is statistically unlikely to ever happen. So when it does happen, you have to know there was a miracle. So you have to do what you have to do, but no, it's an impossibility. Prove that Yamini Tav, not going into the maths again, but that's... The next Perek Gimel is called Ishtadlus V'Betochen. I mentioned there many times, when a person starts working on Betochen, he's going to run into two kashas. What's with Ishtadlus and what's with Tefillah? So you're going to deal now with Ishtadlus and you're going to deal afterwards with Tefillah. He has a very Mechudishtika approach to what Ishtadlus is. Very different to what we've been bringing in the breakfast here in Rav Dessler's Mahalach. there's certain places where they can be reconciled and other places where they can't. But as we mentioned, the Meshes Chochma, there's lots of different approaches to betochen, and each person has to find Makiris Makoimai to know which and when and how, which betochen to use, which aspect. All we've spoken about right now, the klalim, the two main approaches to betochen, but within those two main branches, there's many, many, many different subtle differences in the Rishonim and the Achrim. Zachini bisatid Ishmael havin ki iketav kidenu leitalech im Hashem Mizbrach betmimas velo lechakoa chasidus. Everybody here knows now, the Yadat Yahweh v'shavayis alavecha, we all mumchim in knowing that our tafkid in this world is to walk with Hashem, betmimas, with betochen, and worry about what's going to be tomorrow. Everybody understands it. Ach kan oile maile shayla. Im kach heim pnei advarim, mahu atzorech mishtadlis. If what I've said up to now is true, so why do I have to do anything? How do I know what's good for me? I don't know what to do, when to do it, how to do it. I'm cool 100% betochen in Hashem, and Hashem will do whatever he needs to do. Why do I have to do anything? V'ne yesod godol limdonu bal chayvus halavavus. The bal chayvus halavavus says a moyedika, one of the most troubling lines in a Rishon you'll ever see. Ein ha'ishtadlis moyel, el ishtadlis muchrach. Ishtadlis doesn't help nothing. The law says klum, but it's muchrach. You have to do it. It doesn't say it's muchayev. Muchrach. It's imperative. Kloima. Ha'adam musugel lachsig es matarosam iblil ishtadl klal. A person is able to receive whatever he's supposed to get to without any ishtadlis at all. Ulam gznigzara gzeira la ado. There's a gzeira on a person. She olively shtel bezer sapecho. After the chet of Adam and Rishon, there's a gzeira. Bezer sapecho. Vumakaimis a gzeira. This ishtadlis, as we mentioned, we brought from the Mesilas Yesharim, is a kim of that gzeira. Hakesha bein ishtadlis bein asogas amatera hu mikri lechalutim. The connection between the ishtadlis and your achieving the result, okay, is completely, completely irrelevant. It just looks that way, but there really is no connection between your ishtadlis and the end result. And that's not so simple to see in life. Very, very challenging to tease those two things apart, the ishtadlis and the... There's two worlds. We live in a world of cause and effect, and we live in a world of betochen. And those two worlds, when they interface, become very complex. Chovas Halavavus in Shai Yichud HaMaisa says that the Sotan mabalbels a person, he throws him into a yam of sveikas, mixing up these two different sugyas. It's another discussion we have to discuss. You have to know which part of your brain to use when you're looking at which subject. Dovah ze anulendi mipashas Haman. Not Haman, but Haman. The fluffy food in the desert. Shebakosov b'chumash v'yamdu ba'oma v'lod hadif hamarbe v'amait lo hachzir ish lefiyach lo laktoy. You have to take an ayme, and not the one who takes a lot is not going to get any benefits, the one who takes a little is not going to lose. Ish lefiyach lo laktoy. Each one must take according to what he can eat. If you take more, you're not going to have more. If you take a little bit, you're not going to be chosen. And your ishtadlis helped nothing. You come with a big truck and you take a truckload of mon home, you're going to be stuck with an oime at the end of the day. You come with a little teaspoon, you're going to get an oime. Ishtadlis lo asa klum. Ma shenigza lama shuruchan avoyrem mishamayim, kach bidyuk noise bekeilov. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to get, how much was goza bishamayim, how much you'll get, that's what was left in your bucket when you came home. Lo mashane what you took. Ma shetzarich leis l'odem yishelo, what you're supposed to get, you'll get. Gam umu matzliach la'soif kamut gadoi le'yoise, even if he manages to put together an enormous amount, tishayitz rak ha'kamut shenik b'tza lo mishamayim. He'll only get what was gzad for you mishamayim. All the genius in the world is not going to get you something that Hashem doesn't want you to get, and all the riches in the world can't take away from you what Hashem wants you to have. Poshut, poshut, poshut. That's the most basic sort of our emunah. Bala Musa de Nevada, the Nevada because we're big Bale Musa, big Bale Betoka. Hayim Sapim Sipu Mechakim al Isa Kafri Evyon, Shamtin Bekilion and Naim, Stomach Machaga Pesach, Ledor Shemachalek is Divre Ador. They tell a story about a certain villager who was waiting with bated anticipation while the postman was handing out the post. Mitechtik Veshema Niska Boyedid. There may be some wealthy relative somewhere out in the world remembered him and decided to send him some money to help him with the enormous expenses of Pesach. After waiting in anticipation, he sees the postman's coming closer and closer. The sakal shichmoy, and he's got the bag. People don't remember this, eh? You've got to be over 50 to remember this. You know, the postman used to come every day with ankle guards against the dogs, with a big bag on his back, walking with a post on his back. You don't see that anymore. Anyway, the postman's coming. The Goydali Kroshuso, Yatzila Kabbal is Ponov. He runs out to greet him because Mekarav Adovu Hanifchinooni Bematefa Shaosu Sereshim Shekadai Liz Barechbo. He notices an envelope hanging out of the back of the bag there that Mamash catches his eye and he thinks this is something he should, this is my stomach meant for him. He couldn't hold back. He grabbed the thing out the guy's back, whatever, and he went, disappeared with the envelope. Kashet rachek mi'amokam hoitzi b'chuv ze samatafa v'inei uroi lidmat musa yishamatafa m'yedis lo. His mamash, the net, you know, his name's written on the envelope. His mamash meant for him. Oidem mishtay u'mishtoymem otzoy se shoyte sheivchin b'nase v'loch l'masa. The only problem was, there was a cop watching this whole incident. And he saw him grabbing the envelope out of the thing, so they took him off to, they put him in jail. What did he steal? He stole his own envelope. I think that's called Gneiza, but Gzeila, by the way. I don't know if he's over exactly. But what happened here? What's the story? That's the marshal, but what's the messer? Even someone will go steal, he's not getting more than was meant for him. Hayishtadlus einu ma'ayla ve'einu merida. Hayishtadlus doesn't give you more and it doesn't take away. Ki mezenoysev shel odem ksuvim lo mirosh hashanah v'rosh hashanah. He may get more money in his hand by stealing, but his washing machine's going to break down. It wasn't supposed to. At the end of the day, he's not going to have got more money. You'll get a call from the tax man, this or that, but there are a lot of ways a Kodesh Baruch Hu can take away money. You get a hole in your pocket and it falls out your pocket. A lot of ways a Kodesh Baruch Hu balances the books.
But he doesn't receive that, yeah.
At the end of the day, you can't get more than what you're supposed to get.
This story, you receive or you don't receive?
No, they took it away.
So that means that was not for him.
You don't know cash is on Masholi. We have to say in the marshal that they let him keep the money.
Had he waited and not just been Isaac in Koichavetzim Yodi, I'm a Kabbalah Shul Chabad, they're covered, you'll get it covered. I feel I'm a Kitzaila Magia with Galal Alamash and Iktsav Loy. Hashem turn the world upside down and whatever and get you what he needs to get you. There's not one person in this room that hasn't had something like that happen to him already. Where he didn't know whether Yeshua was going to come from an Echan Yotzemi Amatzav and how am I going to pay the mortgage and Piktom and something happens. We're still, yeah, that's the raya. Everybody's been around for more than 6 minutes, okay? How did you get here? How did you get this far? By your koich veitzim yodi, everybody knows kolo kashu. Luma zeis, mashilo nitzav lo gami yetachas yodi, obitimenu. Even if you get more than what you're supposed to get, you'll lose it. You're not supposed to get it. Habal shem tov ha-kolosh ha-yoyver es ha-shem mitoich betochen mushlam. The Baal Shem Tov, who was a
Moedek about the token, and he taught his Talmud in the Meshach, Kol Yemei Chayev, who hiktish lakach shals al avoyda atzmis, vavkach hu dibe b'shluchosoya v'akadoishim. B'sholchonaisa v'akadoishim. Maisa b'chosid mitalmidov, or mitalmidei talmidov, shirotzen iso le rabbi. The story about a Talmud, or a Talmud of a Talmud, who wanted to go to his rabbi, wanted to go to him, Ulam lo ya mois mitzoyes bekisoy. Ma aso? Yipanel lo kolish boch hushlaches ha-tzoyes and derech. What do you do if you need to go somewhere, you don't have the money for the trip? You daven. Kedakoy tomid, kosh shehai, zokuk lamoz, uladaba echa, yipanel lo kolish boch hushlaches ha-tzoyes and derech. Kedakoy tomid, kosh shehai, zokuk lamoz, uladaba echa, yipanel lo kolish boch hushlaches ha-tzoyes and derech. Minei kedabadach ha-beis ha-midrash, yomad b'toich bot. On his way to the Beis ha-midrash, he sees a gold coin lying in the mud. Ulam yaloy vimah. He didn't take it. I don't know if we allowed a child this way. He goes to Hashem, he says, "Bani Shalom, ani mevakash mincha, matbei nakila lo rovach." So you can't give me a kinyan coin? Well, I've got to bend down and then go down in the box and take out a metzi coin. I don't want a dirty coin. Oh, he's a chodzi shchayva v'tov and gomer b'Hashem igiel emadrega kol gavur atshevin kinyan netanif es yodav b'botz v'refetz kedai lasik matbei zuri shtadish shalamalav min amuta. I haven't told him that he's going to give me panos. He'll either give it to me or he won't. But that coin's fine. Because to take that coin is too much ishtadlis. I've got to bend down, I've got to get my hands dirty, I've got to wash it off, I've got to wash my hands. Then ishtadlis will tear me down. So it's not my coin. ומתוך מחשבה זו, אמינו בטח בשם שליח לצדנו, זו כושב ונכנס לבית המדרש ללמוד. So I came into the bed, I'm just sitting and learning. Now you all know what happened. After an hour, came in some guy, big rich guy, with this coin in his hair, with all the mud, he goes, he cleans it off, he washes it off, whatever. He has a look, he sees there's a kid learning here, whatever, and he says, you know, wow, what are you doing, whatever. He says, oh, and he gives him the coin clean on his head. Misir b'zeh nukhach imanu ledaat sheishtad l'sayni mo'ilu miyuma u'mi shebetchoyni b'vayroilom yoichalu liftoich bo b'oifen mushlam. But you have a chiv to do ishtad. He doesn't say, yes, since the ishtadlis doesn't do anything and it's all a big hasaga or whatever, don't do ishtadlis. Person is a chiv to do ishtadlis. The zeru of b'zeh sapecha toich alechem. So why do I have to make ishtadlis bichlau? So we saw in the breakfast shiur why you have to make ishtadlis, but he has another approach. Shimi's leaving today. He's abandoning us. So when somebody leaves, when a friend leaves, we have a Sudas Prader. There's an Indian of a Sudas Prader. Sorry, we haven't ordered catering. There's a Sudas Prader. Sudas Prader. Take leave of someone. Take leave of them. So first of all, that he should know that we care about him and we love him and we were happy to have him here. Not because we're happy that he's going, so we're making a party. That's not what's going on here. That's not what's going on here. But there's always mixed feelings when you say goodbye to somebody. Mitzad echad, you're sad to see him go. You've enjoyed having him here. You've enjoyed the kesha. Enjoyed his smile. His warmth. Mitzad sheni, you're excited because he's going where he's supposed to be going. He's taking on a new phase of his life. New challenges. New avodas Hashem that he's going towards. And then there's a simcha that he's taking a new life. So we're very emotionally torn here. So what does a Jew do when he's emotionally torn? He eats. So that's why we have in honor of Shimi leaving, Rav David can't help himself when there's an excuse for a party. We have a party, and he always buys more than we need. So if you want, there'll be leftovers in the kitchen later. You want to take some for the flight? We just want to wish Shimi a mamash. First of all, a nesiyat tova, safe trip.
Amen.
We should go with brocha natzlocha.